Blog Talk Radio.
From Ajijic, Mexico, on the shores of beautiful Lake Chapala, it's Music Sin Fronteras. I'm your host, Patrick O'Heffernan. This is your show. Our guest is here to talk with you, so call in 917-889-3068. And for my Mexican listeners, that's a USA number, so don't forget to hit the plus first, okay? All right. Or better yet, if you want to, you can email us at Music Scene Fronteras, mx@gmail.com. We've already got a couple of emails in too. I want to welcome all the radio affiliates from the CyberStationUSA.com network and their radio affiliates, and also the Artistic Echoes and Canalside Radio Network in the UK, and you know, as well as everybody on Blog Talk Radio. So if you have questions or comments for our guests, remember 917-889-3068 or email musicscenefronterasmx@gmail.com. And if you're listening to us on a podcast or you're in England or, you know, you can still email us and we'll forward the emails to our guest. And like always, since this is Mexico, you may hear some odd sounds that penetrate our soundproofing. We're on the ground floor of this building, and there's a busy street outside, but it's all good. It's all good. Even the high school marching band that sometimes comes down the street in front of our studio is good too. And my apologies for the cancellation of last week. BlogTalkRadio.com crashed, and they were not able to get back online until our show was pretty much over. So we're back here now, and fortunately, Xari is a great sport, and she agreed to come back. Well, let me tell you a little bit about her first. Xari, that's spelled X period A-R-I, is a singing, dancing, walking, talking, creative power plant and a mental health advocate. In the 3 years that I've been following her, I have watched in wonder as she has used music and poetry and personal design to turn her pain into power and to give power to others to do the same, too. Musically, she moves in and out of genre lines from alt-pop to hip-hop to electronica with visceral poetic lyrics, and sometimes she screams, and in fact, her audience even expects it during live performances. Well, her new song, Magnetic, is none of those things, and it's all of those things, except the scream. It's another step forward in her evolution as a pop singer, a performer, and a person. It's just been released along with a really hot and sexy video. And best of all, like I said, she's been a good sport and she's come back this week. Xari, welcome to Music Scene Fronteras.
Thank you so much for having me, Patrick. It's a pleasure to be here.
And thank you so much for being here, even after the problems last week. Well,
things happen.
Yeah, things happen, you know, that's live media for you. Well, we usually interview Latino fusion artists on this show, but I invited you because you do kind of a different kind of fusion. You blend pain and power, which is arguably more difficult than blending mariachi and rock. The result is a message that is universal in any language, and Magnetic and the video seem to leave the pain behind and subsume the power and a joy I haven't seen before in your music. So maybe I just wasn't looking, but let me ask you, is this a step forward? Is this a new phase in your life, or are you just plain having fun?
I'd say the latter, plain having fun. I wrote a pop song called Magnetic, and at first, I didn't think about putting it out for me. I thought maybe it was too fun and happy-go-lucky for me. And then the more I thought about it, the more I thought, you know, this is a fun song. Why not just put it out? So I originally didn't write it for myself, so that's probably what you're picking up on.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure glad you put it out. Let's give our listeners a little sample of why it's so exciting. Here is Magnetic.
More than physical, the way that we collide like molecules. Your energy is supernatural. It's all I'm feeling.
Well, the fact that you didn't write that for yourself may explain a lot, because in that song you've managed to bring electropop strongly forward and make it at the same time somehow more intimate. And your voice is really feminine, but it's not vulnerable, and it's, the whole thing is nicely upbeat. Plus, you keep all the sophisticated elements that you, that I associate with you. So did this one just flow, or did you have to work on it because it was for somebody else?
Well, it wasn't like it was for somebody else particularly. It was more like just, let's write a song. Maybe it will be for TV, film. Let's see what we do with it. Let's just write something fun. And then when I got back the demo, I just fell in love with it and was like, okay, let me think about it. Maybe it could be my song. Well, who knows? I don't know. We'll see. And then it just kind of became. So, yeah, like at first they said I wasn't sure if I was going to put it out, but I'm glad I did, because not everything needs to be so serious. I totally stand behind my message of pain into power all the way, but also standing in your power is allowing yourself to let go and enjoy life and be happy too. So it's not, it doesn't always have to be about darkness.
Well, the lyrics and the arrangement in that song, because I've listened to it many, many times, are really kind of precise. And I love the some of the lines. One line in particular, the way we connect our pheromones. That whole verse must have been a real kick to write.
Yeah, it was definitely fun. We wrote it, kind of wanted this like science, kind of to use some science terminology, but make it lyrical and literary.
Are those your hands we see in the video?
Yes, they are. I felt so funny doing that.
I don't know. It looks like it was a lot of fun.
It's for the art.
I mentioned in the intro and in my review of Magnetic that not only is the music new, but in this one, your look is different. And like you said, you don't always have to be serious, because I'm used to seeing you in highly designed stage presence, vibrant black and whites, and sometimes with a gender transformation, and always really dramatic. And in this one, your lavender-tinged white hair, you bright schoolgirl plaid, a scrub-faced smile that could launch 1,000 Valentines. Did you design the look for this? Because it is so much fun.
I did. I have to say a lot of the look was by booking it at this studio called Rose Studios. They just have some really good rooms there, and we really took advantage of the space. And like, you have to keep in mind, this is a really low budget video I directed and edited myself that came together spontaneously. Like, I was only going to shoot 30 seconds to sing the chorus and edit something for social media. But then while we were there, or on the way there rather, I was like, maybe we just sing the whole song and maybe I'll get the whole video out of it. And I cannot even joke. Like, this is the cheapest video I've ever made. It's so homemade. And like, the look is like, I went with red because the single art's red, and I thought a red outfit would match the color of the single art really well. And skin is also like, it's like two bodies bending back into the shape of a heart is my artwork. And like, there's skin in that, so like there's also skin in the video. It's just supposed to be fun, playful. Really, it's like four different shots that I, you know, edit and put together in one, you know, in one video. But really, it was so simple to shoot, and it was so different for me because I typically like to do things that are more complex and more artsy. So like my last video, Breakpoint, I like crack an egg on my head that's filled with glitter, and I like cut my neck apparently open with like a knife and what looks like blood, you know? And it's like, I do all these crazy things, and it was so high stakes and like very pressures on video to then do this lackadaisical, fun, girly video. Just, I felt like I wanted to just bring this, what the song sounds like, to life with like an easygoing personality showing video and showing more of my girly, playful side.
Well, I'm glad you did. I love it. What's been the fan reaction?
I'd say good. Nothing crazy. Some people told me they liked it. My friends and family are proud of me for directing and editing, for sure. So I think that's cool.
Well, I love it. So
thank you.
For whatever that's worth. Have you performed it live?
Yes, I had a singles release party. It was actually really fun. It was on September 15th, and it was teamed up with a dating app called Kindra. We called the night single release party, and my friend Animal also performed. She's fantastic and hosted as well, and I performed Magnetic Live that night.
Did people still ask for the scream?
I didn't scream that night, actually, because And I, even though I played my scream song, I didn't scream because I just was like in the middle of a cold. And the last thing I wanted to do was like irritate my vocals by screaming. And I like just got on antibiotics that day. So it was kind of a rough night to sing, but I made it through. And I also did it live acoustic on Dash Radio on September 13th. And I have that up on YouTube now.
Yeah.
Anybody wants to check out Dash Radio. It's, I think it's under We Found New Music, XRE, Magnetic.
Okay. Well, I have some of your earlier songs here I want to play, and partly because they're wonderful and partly because they give our audience just, you know, a little contrast. The next one I want to play is La La La. Here we go. Off a little quick because there's some lyrics in there that aren't radio ready, but anyway, that is of course not a love song, and your voice in that has a really sharp edge to it. It's defiant, not your joyful like Magnetic. What went on in your songwriting life as you wrote those two songs? I mean, you can do those two kinds of things in parallel. Your skill is that broad.
Well, like I said, I felt like Magnetic was stepping out of my comfort zone. It's a little poppier than my usual stuff. I think that La 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 is a little bit more edgier and alternative. La La La, I wrote in 2016, actually, which was it's a while ago. And I wanted to try some new production on it. So in 2018 or 2019, I worked on new production for La La La. So it's a totally different song than it was when it started. But I wrote it on a hike, like the verses. And it's just this, like, and then I brought it into a writing session with this guy, Justin Gray, the two guys, Justin Gray and Rob Klein, are amazing writers, producers. And we just came up with the song, and it's so fun and catchy. And it's just this badass anthem for standing up for who you are and not caring what people think.
I would go along with that. I would also note that the instrumentation and the arrangement in that is pretty harsh, especially the percussion. It's very emphatic, almost like a command at the end of your lines. When you were doing that, were you underscoring your determination with the percussion arrangement? Was that the idea there?
I let the producer take the reins with the production. I just love everything he did with this track. But like Mitty Jones, the guy who produced it, totally took lead with the drums and like instrumentation. I was just sitting there going, love this, love that. Can we try this? You know? So I would have to ask him that question.
And which is a way to remind our listeners that music is also a team sport at some times. We also want to remind them that we are talking with Xari, and you can talk with her too by phone, or you can email us. And we've got some emails here, so why don't we turn to the emails. Benjamin in Los Angeles wants to know where your next gig is, and wants to know who will you be in your next gig.
So the next gig is October 26th. It's at Sweet Valley Hang. You can see the link in my bio, which I'll put in my bio. I don't have the link in my bio yet, for tickets. But that's October 26th, so mark your calendar. It's a really sweet hang because it's a backyard thing, really low-key, just outside, chill, small stage, really intimate. We're going to have a broken-down drum kit, so it's going to be like a little more, a slightly laid-back, but still full energy. And I'll be Xari. I'm not bringing out Ira X until he releases a single, which, like, I have a song for Ira. To be, come out maybe 2020, I'm thinking, but I'm retiring him from duets right now because, like, this fourth record I'm working on doesn't have a feature of Ira, but he still exists. He'll come out.
Okay. We have one here from Canada. We have.
May I ask you a question?
Oh, yeah, sure.
What is the email address for questions?
Oh, I'm sorry. We did announce it at the beginning of the show, but
I just didn't get it down. Sorry.
Right. Okay. It's really easy for right now. Why don't you just email them directly to me, because they roll over to the program. That's patrickwave@gmail.com.
Awesome.
And the official address is Music Scene Frontiera. That's M, that's music, SINFORNTERASMX for Mexico, @gmail.com. Okay. We have an email here from Canada, and this was actually from last week. This is Lily in Montreal, and she says, I love to see a Canuck beauty in sunshine and flowers come up here and sing.
I'd love to. I would love to get there maybe sometime soon. I need to get on a tour.
You do perform in Canada too, don't you?
I've performed in Toronto a bunch. I've kind of taken a break from performing there, but I just found like sticking around LA has been the best for me at the moment. But I definitely want to get on a tour. My goal would be to get on a cross Canada and cross Europe tour at some point. Opening up for another artist, you know, who has a similar fan base or similar genre. So I'm just putting that in energy out there. Let's manifest that so I can come visit and play.
Okay. All right. Well, you all heard that. So let's everybody in Canada, and there are a lot of Canadians here in Mexico, particularly where I am around Guadalajara, who I hope are listening, and help her manifest that. Well, we have one more song to play, and it's another song that's always kind of struck me musically as an expression of your emotional state, and underscored again with that emphatic kind of production. This is Unify.
Sometimes I get caught up from a web in my brain that's getting
Now, usually I would have played that song first and Magnetic last, but they come together close in time. Correct me if I'm wrong. They were all three of the songs we played this show were released this year. Is that correct?
That's correct.
But you wrote them over a longer period of time.
I wrote Magnetic in 2018. I wrote La 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 in 2016, and I wrote Unify in 2018, I think, or 2019 or 20, maybe 2019.
Okay.
One
so
of those
songs.
Years.
Yeah, right. Well, we are almost out of time, but before you go, the video. Now, aside from the sensual fun in making it, and like you said, it was fun, the design is not only kind of dazzling, but it was a little bit tongue-in-cheek. Did you intend that when you directed it?
I think that's just me being me.
Okay. All right. Well, it's cool. I love the innocence of the white flowers and the swing contrasted with the hands and the bare chest. Lots of fun.
Yeah, that is a good contrast for sure.
And when you were saying earlier, it was a low budget production. It doesn't look like it at all.
Oh, thank you.
It looks like it's
extremely low budget.
Well, it looks like it was precisely the right video for that song. And I can hardly wait to see the next one. And given how well you did this time on a low budget, don't make any more money. Okay?
No, I need to make the money. Buy my shit.
I'm kidding you.
Which, by the way, I do have shit you can buy. I have a self-care line. Time to plug that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, talk about that for a second.
So I have journals. They're called Pain Into Power Self-Reflection Journals. And they inspire you to kind of flip your pain into power by writing about something that you might be going through and then finding a way to navigate through it through creativity or by seeing another perspective or turning energy into something else productive. Also, it just could use it for regular journaling. And then there's my candles, the relaxation candles made of soy, lavender, and eucalyptus. And then I also have beautiful bracelets, Pain Into Power bracelets with labradorite crystal, which is really good for you, really good for mental health, which I advocate for. And I donate 10% of proceeds from these three items to a youth mental health network in Canada called jack.org. They do amazing things for the youth. They give them like coping skills and support, and so they kind of follow them at a young age. So like teaching them at a young age rather, so they can have the coping skills to deal with what's to come as they grow and be aware about mental health and also reduce the stigma. So I really support them. There's other organizations I could talk about that I support too, definitely, but that's a whole other conversation. I also have t-shirts and long sleeves and pencils and stickers, which I'd just toss in for free if you get anything.
Right. And people should go to your website and click on that tab, which is the way they get to it.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Yeah.
The
okay.
Website is xariofficial.com. I also have a self-care tips page on my website. I encourage you to look at if you're going through anything and need any resources. I've compiled a list of a ton of resources that are good for your mental health, everything from like sleep hygiene to vitamins and eating healthy and exercise and yoga and how to find a therapist and support groups. So I've put that as a resource on my site to help people who might not have the energy to look for themselves.
Well, one of the things that's really good for my mental health is listening to your music. And maybe you can tell people how they can do that. What's the best way to listen to your music?
Thank you. That's really sweet. I'd say the best way is to go on my site, again, is xariofficial.com. And it will have streaming links too. If you use SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple, YouTube, it has all my links in one place. Or you can go to my Instagram, xariofficial, and you can find my links on my bio. Hello?
make sure that I'm talking to my audience here, that just repeating for them the URL of your website, and make sure that they understand that that's a great way to follow you, and also to find out when your next show is. You've already told us, but after that, you'll have some more. Hopefully, you're going to have some more, and particularly in hopefully in November and December when I'm in town, I can see you. Well, Xari, thank you so much for coming back to us after the problems last week. We really appreciate it. We really appreciate your music. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, and I hope to see you soon. And thank you so much, as always, for supporting my music.
Xari, the new song is Magnetic. The video is on YouTube. You can follow her on her website. Don't forget to check on the tab about her mental health advocacy and her products that will make you feel better, and her music makes you feel better too. And best enjoy them, like I say, at her site. That's www.xariofficial.com. That's xariofficial.com. Well, you've been listening to Music Sin Fronteras with Patrick O'Heffernan from the CyberStation USA Network, the Blog Talk Radio Network, and our radio affiliates. You can like our Facebook page and follow our Twitter feeds. We'll give you real-time updates on our guests. Our producer is Lars Christensen. Our program director is Jason Bartleben. And you can download this and other Music Sin Fronteras programs at theblogtalkradio.com or on iTunes. The old show, that is Music Friday Live, those podcasts are still available on iTunes and also at Blog Talk Radio. Tune in next week. We may be talking to a very, very hot 3-time Grammy-winning band, Diamante Electrico. So keep track of us on Twitter and our website, and we'll let you know. We're now in negotiation to see if their schedule matches our schedule. We're working on it. So in the meantime, have a great musical weekend. Tener un gran fin de semana musical. And here is a little more of Magnetic by Xari.
More than physical, the way that we collide like molecules. Your energy is supernatural. It's all I'm feeling. It's all I'm feeling now. Tell me, does it get better? Tell me, does it get better than this?
That's Magnetic by Xari, and I wanted to correct it. I had her website wrong. There's no period after the X, so check out her music, www.xariofficial.com. Have a great musical weekend.